Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
I turn on the TV news. Another disaster for the lonely multitude.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The singer and songwriter Ben Watt spent much of the 1980s and 90s as half of the duo Everything But the Girl. The other half was his longtime partner, now wife, Tracy Thorn. In his three decades plus of making music, Watt has explored a huge range of jazz, electronic, and folk sounds, and he somehow managed to merge all of this into his first solo album in 30 years. It's called Hendra, and it features guitar work from another accomplished British musician, Bernard Butler, who's joining Ben Watt here in our Soundcheck studio for some live playing. They're going to start us off with the title track from the album, Hendra, by Ben Watt.
I'd studied harder now, made something of myself. But instead I'm just a shopkeeper, but I mustn't blame myself. Oh, Hendra, oh, Hendra, there's still so much to gain. Self-help books, like the dance with life, like to feel the fear and do it anyway. Sometimes I have them right here in my hand and think it's easier for you to say. Must allow these feelings and just let them fall. But sometimes I turn the radio up so loud just to drown them all. Oh, Hendra, oh, Hendra, where love is playing.
That is Ben Watt and his song Hendra, title track from his solo album, also called Hendra, which is out now. Ben singing and playing guitar with Bernard Butler, also playing guitar live here in the studio. Ben formerly of Everything But the Girl, Bernard formerly of the Brit rock band Suede, and the two of them playing for us here some new songs by Ben Watt. And first of all, Ben, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you very much.
We often will hear bands who, you know, do a full-on electric record and then they'll come in here and strip down and do solo acoustic and stuff. You've gone the opposite direction because that's a very acoustic kind of sound on the record.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Me and Bernard just switch around the guitars. We try, you know, different interpretations. We've just really enjoyed playing with each other. There's another track on the album that began on a 12-string guitar, went on to a semi-acoustic electric, has gone back onto acoustic for this tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's just exploring, you know, what the songs can say, not only through the lyrics, but through the musicianship that we put onto it as well.
Right, which is often the mark of a good song when it has that versatility, when it can be sort of presented in many different ways.
Right, well, that's nice of you to say so.
So is Hendra a person? A place, a thing? What's Hendra?
It's exactly the same question I asked myself when I first heard the word. I mean, I wondered if it was mythological, if it was...
Did you hear the word?
Well, it's actually a word my sister used to use for the place she used to try and get away to. She had a tough life, and she ended up working in a corner store. And at weekends, she tried to get away to the country, and she used to take this place. And when she died at the end of 2012, unexpectedly, which was a big blow for everybody, I looked into it. And Hendra was not only the name of the road on which the house was located, but was also an old Cornish word in Cornwall for home or farmstead.
Oh.
And for me, the whole, sort of mixture of those three things, its lyrical quality, the connection with my sister, its meaning, seemed really evocative to me. And it became the title of the song, which is meant to be sung in her voice. It's not really my voice that's singing. This slightly unworldly voice singing about dreams but hang-ups at the same time.
And the fact that it's a word from what is essentially a dead language, Cornish.
Mm.
I mean, nobody speaks Cornish anymore.
You should be careful what you say, because people do, actually. So.
Well, there's been like a movement to kind of revive the language, I think.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as a kind of...
Yeah, well, there's talk that Cornwall might even, if Scotland succeed in seceding from the UK, Cornwall could be next. So.
Really?
Well, I mean, that's hypothetically speaking.
Yeah, all right. It is a very evocative song and an evocative term. And it's been, 31 years since you launched your career with a solo record? Obviously, you've done so many things in between. At what point did you realize... I'm writing a solo record. I mean, you've written books, you know, memoirs, autobiography. At what point did you realize, I guess I'm doing a solo record?
Well, it's something that's been in my mind for a very, very long time. I mean, I was a precocious teenager with a record deal when I was 19 or 20. I had an emerging career. I'd had the temerity to call up people like Robert Wyatt to work with me, even though nobody knew who I was.
And Robert Wyatt said yes.
And Robert Wyatt said yes, much against the record company's expectations.
And for folks in America who don't know Robert Wyatt, a kind of one-of-a-kind British...
I mean, a kind of alt-folk jazz legend, really, who had his most famous incarnation in Soft Machine, but then went solo and made some amazingly experimental records in the 70s.
Right.
But at that point, when I was still very young, I chose to go in with Tracy, obviously, into Everything But the Girl, a project that was meant to last a couple of months, and it lasted 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of being a solo performer has been in the back of my mind for a very long time, and that voice has been at times loud and at times quiet. But just more recently, it's got louder, and I felt that I needed to confront it at some point. And when I finished the book I've written recently, Romany and Tom, which is a portrait of my parents, the person that most wanted to show it to and who most wanted to read it was my half-sister Jenny. And her death at the end of 2012 kind of triggered these songs. And all of the songs for Hendra were actually pretty much written out of compulsion at the beginning of 2013. It's not like I had a stockpile of 31 years of songs. It was just, now is the moment I'm inspired to do this.
Hmm. The album's called Hendra, from my guest Ben Watt, who's with us here in the Soundcheck studio. And so this leads you to the somewhat unusual distinction of being, you know, 3 decades plus into your career and doing your first ever solo tour of the United States.
It makes me feel young.
You mentioned the latest book, Romany and Tom, about your parents. Your earlier book, Patient, was about your own battle with an autoimmune disease. When you are writing songs that strike close to home, that come from family, from home, from, you know, living with a wife and kids and stuff, does that line blur between memoir and song lyric?
I don't know. I always just try and write truthfully, and things that strike me strongly and I feel I would like to express, I then sort of double check myself in as unsentimental a way as possible and say, look, does this have meaning for other people? Because if it's just self-expression without communication, then it becomes self-indulgent.
Right.
But I'm just interested in a kind of common consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to find the things where people go, wow, you know, that's me in that song as well. And that's my ambition, I think, both in my writing, however personal it gets, and my songwriting. And I don't shy away from subjects. I mean, I've written about my depression in my new book. I wrote about being very exposed in hospital in my first book. And, you know, I've sung openly about the death of my sister and my father and stuff, so. But in all of it, you know, it doesn't mean that I'm trying to present this kind of gloomy, melancholy outlook on the world, because what I'm saying is we all have these moments of crisis that come at us, and it's all about our resilience and how we get over these moments. You know, what weapons do we use to fight this stuff that comes at us?
And for you, is songwriting one of those weapons?
Well, not just that. That's the method. What I mean is, you know, what are the actual parts of our life that we use? Do we use resilience? Do we use disdain? Do we use anger? Do we combat, you know, these blows in life with humor?
Mm-hmm.
And I think all the characters in the songs on the new record particularly use these different weapons. They're at moments of conflict in their life.
Mm-hmm.
How do they cope, you know?
The next song called Golden Ratio, I mean, the golden ratio is, or the golden mean, as some people have called it. You know, people have ascribed a kind of mystical significance to that as kind of, you know, a way of balancing the universe, balancing yourself, anything.
Yeah.
I mean, was any of that in your mind when you wrote this song?
Well, I mean, the song is, it's quite a simple song. I mean, when I get away from London, I go down to a very beautiful part of England called Dorset. And go for long walks up on the cliffs. And it's an area of intense natural beauty. But the song is about experiencing both that, but also that little voice in our mind that means we are unable to appreciate beauty, even when it's in front of us.
Mm.
Something still niggles away, something existentialist. We may yearn for this golden ratio, this moment of transcendence, if you like, but somehow, you know, our
it's
voice.
It's elusive.
Yeah, and our voice won't let us do it and makes fun of us. And that's what the song is about. So.
All right. Well, you want to play it for us?
Yeah, give us a second. I'll just go over to the guitar.
Okay. Ben Watt here with me in the Soundcheck studio. Bernard Butler also strapping on a guitar for this performance as well. Ben is performing in his first ever solo tour of the U.S. after all those years with Everything But the Girl and his work as a DJ in the dance music scene for many years as well. He's here in the Soundcheck studio. The song is called Golden Ratio. Here's a live performance. Mm-hmm.
drinking the sea. Been walking an hour under this sky. See the gulls as they fly below in winter, these paws disappear under snow. Here I come and here I go. Is this a momentary golden ratio? I could imagine that it was me. Could truly imagine that it was me. Up on the down overlooking the sea. Something inside is pulling at me. It mocks this voice that's speaking now. It slights this loud, unworldly appeal. It jumps to the point where this morning ends and makes an illusion of everything I feel. What was I thinking? This could be me. What was I thinking? This could be me.
Once again, that is Ben Watt live on Soundcheck with a song called Golden Ratio. You'll find it on Ben's solo record called Hendra. For this next song, Ben's going to move to the piano. It's called Spring. Again, you'll find it on the new album called Hendra. But here, once again, a live performance with Bernard Butler on guitar, Ben Watt at the piano with Spring. Thank you.
everything. Sweep the curtain open, push the window wide, let the early morning birdsong tumble inside. This is really happening. You can rest in bed, let these silver moments fall on your head. My love, it's real. My love, it's not over. It's not over. Say goodbye to winter that keeps us locked inside, where the clouds just seem to linger over the hillside. Light is gone by four, and the mornings break so cold. Anyone in their right mind might feel old. My love, we're real. My love, it's not.
The song is called Spring, live performance on Soundcheck from singer, songwriter, and pianist Ben Watt. At our piano, Bernard Butler, still on electric guitar, here in the studio with Ben. They performed together on the album Hendra, which is Ben Watt's first solo effort in over 30 years.
31.
31 years. With all the stuff that happened in between. How did you and Bernard get put together?
We ran into each other by chance about 2 years ago at a mutual friend's barbecue in the pouring rain, typical
English
summer. And we just stood around moaning, basically, like English people do. And but strangely, I think we realized we were in a similar place. I'd been running my record label for 10 years and DJing. Bernard had been very busy as a producer, songwriter, working in studios.
Mm-hmm.
And we both seemed to have come to this point where we wanted to get out and perform and play guitar again, like our first love, if you like. And we got together for a slightly awkward, unsuccessful jam round at my place to start with, because we didn't have anything, any material, and we barely knew each other. But then about a year later, I rang him up again and said, look, I've just written 6 songs for a new record. And I really think the sound that you can get is the one I need for this record. And I just really wanted him as a lead guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to play these open-tuned, quite beautiful, impressionistic sounds while he did the kind of gritty, overdriven, bluesy, darker stuff. And for me, that was the sonic picture for the record.
There, I should mention, there is one track in which the sonic effects are done by David Gilmour, formerly of Pink Floyd.
Correct.
You mentioned open tuning. It did strike me when you were playing Hendra, watching your fingers, I was like, I don't know what chords those are. So you were playing that in an alternate tuning.
Yeah, almost every song on the record is not in normal tuning now. So they're all kind of unique finger shapes for each song.
Yeah. So you have to kind of relearn the instrument for every song.
Yeah, but it makes it intriguing again. It's like a new technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I look back over my career, I've often been most inspired where I've had a chance to sit down at something new, you know, whether it's samplers, whether it's sequencers, whether it's new tunings on a guitar.
Right.
And it's not dissimilar to Beethoven, who in his lifetime, they invented the grand piano. And at one point, somebody must have walked him over from the harpsichord and said, hey, Ludwig, check this out, and sat him down, and he must have gone clang.
Right.
And he thought, wow, what is this? And, you know, no wonder he wrote the Fifth Symphony.
You can hear the progression in his piano sonatas. Yeah. The first ones are very well behaved, and then they get increasingly kind of dynamic.
Well, it's like he invented heavy metal, really,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's not a bad way to put it. Now, Ben, you do a little radio work, right, for the BBC?
I do, yeah.
What kind of show is it?
Well, at the moment I'm one of a handful of rotating residents who does a two-hour show on a program called The Six Mix, which is their kind of flagship electronic show. And I started doing it when I was doing my label, Buzzing Fly. But lately they've let me get a bit more eclectic, and I play a kind of segued, seamless kind of mix of folk and disco and house and rock and...
Beethoven.
Yeah, I could throw some Beethoven in there. And we do it live to air, and people tweet the show and stuff. It's good, so yeah.
Nice. When's that on?
I haven't got the later one. I did one over Easter, and I've been so busy, I haven't been able to schedule a new one in. But I should think I'll be doing another one this summer. So
very good.
Yeah.
In the meantime, there is the matter of the album, Hendra, to keep you occupied. It's been great having you and Bernard playing here in the Soundcheck studio today.
No,
guys,
it's been a
thank
pleasure.
You so much.
Thank you very much.
Some nights I drive out on the levels, through the village, past the church where we got married. And I can see for miles.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.
What's this standing in my way? Right now it's my pause. And it's not moving forward. Some nights I'm out there on the levels, and the ditches and the fields are flooded by the river. And I can see for miles, and I know it's only daylight that we all walk through, and everyone has wounds that time, and I'll get over.